If Sean Payton likes him, this is Sean Payton's team. We just have to live with it. We all want it to work out. And given Sean Payton's history of creating offenses that are top five in the NFL, top 10, I think in his whole entire career, even when Drew Brees was injured or didn't play, he still only had like 2 years in his entire time with the Saints that they were outside top 10 in offense. Now, I think, you know, 76 is going to be a little bit of a wait tomorrow night, but maybe they move one of those extra fifth round picks that they have and get a wide receiver, get Bo Nix a friend. Maybe they draft Troy Franklin from, or if they double dip on Oregon stuff, that would be weird. But Sean Payton, and like I said, this the best time to start planning for the future is now. And I didn't see any circumstance in this draft, and we've talked about it on prior shows, that Sean was going to wait another year to get his guy in the room. And obviously they saw enough on tape and from their time together at the pro day and the private workout that this is a young man that I can work with, that I believe that can lead the team. So
I mean, of all the people to get the best out of Bo Nix, I mean, I guess you'd probably want Sean Payton to do that, considering, I mean, imagine Bo Nix was available to be drafted with our previous four coaches. We've had so many in such a short span. I mean, right. I guess perhaps Gary Kubiak could get something out of him, but I think Sean Payton would probably be the best person out of all the previous coaches in recent years squeeze what he can.
Yeah, and he's a tough-nosed coach. Some might say a hard-ass, but Nix's dad was also a coach, so he knows what it's like to have someone who's got really high expectations and can kind of just rip into you sometimes. He can take that constructive criticism, that hard criticism, the blunt stuff that just needs to be said. Nick Saban was a lot like that at Alabama, coaching his players. And some young people and prospects, they can't handle that sort of talk. Nick's isn't going to have a problem with the way that Sean Payton operates as a coach, personality-wise, and obviously they hit it off. So,
do you think they're going to have a more open offense this year with Bo Nix than they did last year with Wilson?
We all sigh. We're like, well,
can it be more restrictive? I
see more run plays with him because I could see Bo Nix being a little bit more of a bulldozer because he's got like a bigger statue. So they would be maybe more comfortable with him running the ball. So
I love Q-power.
I mean, there's no way that Bo Nix, just from a perspective of knowing how things work in the NFL, would be ahead of Russell Wilson, but I'm pretty darn sure if they sent Bo Nix three installs and sets of plays, formations, things that they want to run, and he excelled on that, that he's already got three of those down. They'll keep doing that up until the season kicks off. I mean, there's no way in hell he's going to be able to operate the entirety of Peyton's playbook, but a good amount of the things that Sean wants to run, that he likes to run, as well as meshing some of those concepts that Nix did well at both destinations with Auburn and Oregon, seems likely. So I think we should all be excited. There are people.
I'm just telling Mike his microphone is muted. I don't know if you know that.
We cannot hear you.
I've just seen him talking.
I was saying so many good things. I said that was a good question by you, Rachel. I thought Ross had a good point. Man, I was dissing out compliments here. Left and right.
Oh, poo.
Of course he was muted for that.
Your Twitter says that you went ahead and bought a Bo Nix jersey. Is that true?
Oh, I did.
Oh. Ooh.